Street Official Black Music Month.
Street Official Real Talk.
Real Talk. Real Talk. Real Talk.
Steady on the grip, squeezer on his hip. Heavyweight, he flip, he own like shit. Butterfly ghost look like a spaceship. Flip flop tank gave his car a facelift. Pull up on the set, touchscreen deck. Speakers in the grill, bruh, bruh, wet. He waking their game up, he dripping like sweat. The suction on the pipe sound like a baby jet. Steady pulling his pants up, my youngin' got gear. But don't let the dance fool you, he'll take a lid. He eating real good, you never see his ribs. He grew up in the hood, he get it how he live. Him and his partners clicked up. Psychedelic dress with their beanies flipped up. What you slapping in? I'm slapping in my box. I'm scooting by the spot. I got him hitting the drum.
Real talk.
All right, y'all. So we back. You know, we rolling into June, coming into Black Music Month. And I'm trying to get the best icons I can find to represent the different regions. I'm trying to tie all the dots together with black music, whether we're talking about blues or R&B, hip hop, jazz, and even the subgenres. And I think I got somebody, and I'm telling you, I can get just about anybody I want on the phones to talk about whatever. I think I got the icon of the West Coast to give us a background of where we've been, where we headed, and I want him to go ahead and introduce himself.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? This is E-40, man. Spittery 40-yay, man. Not Sydney 40-yay, Spittery 40-yay. E-40 Belafonte, man, the best thing since the washing machine. What is it?
Street Official Real Talk.
What you gonna do when I pin the block? Pull up on that ass in the brand new truck. Speakers on blast with tremendous knock. TVs in the dash, rims just won't stop. You need to be down with a pimp like me. I ain't turning down nothing but my collar, you see. I'ma leave you with my number, you should holler at me. Cause I'm a baller, can't nobody hustle harder than me. Ooh.
Shaking, sticking, and moving, trying to get to you and that booty. Trying to get to you and that booty. Trying to get to you and that booty. Girl, I've been shaking and making a donkey. Trying to get to you and that monkey. Trying to get to you and that monkey. Trying to get to you and that monkey.
Ooh, the ass is right. I ain't trying to let you.
Real talk. Real talk.
Man, E, we about to get into it right now. And I want to go ahead and pick your brain on a few things. Like I said, we're going to get into Black Music Month in a minute, man. And I know you're going to go ahead and give us the richness of what the West has contributed to music and black music in general. But I want to talk to you right quick about what's going on with you these days.
Oh, man, right now I'm up in the pharmacy putting together prescriptions and antidotes, man, with my new album, The Ball Street Journal, coming y'all way. You know what I mean? 2008, man. Right around the corner, man. You smell me? So the Ball Street Journal is the name of my album, Warner Brothers. You dig what I'm saying? Right now I leaked a single called a street song called Turf Drop. You know me. I'm the spokesperson, man. I'm like the hood commentator, man. You know what I mean? I talk about what's going on in my region, and you know what I mean. I'm just the spokesperson for the Yay area, man. You know the face. And I'm also the ambassador, man. You know, I play a lot of, I wear a lot of hats and play a lot of roles, you know. So at the same time, you know, I want to just give y'all a dose of, you know, how these youngsters is getting down out here in the Yay area. Not all of them turf drop and turf dance and whatnot, but, you know, it started out of Oakland, you know, that's where it originated at, you know. But it's like a new version of a boogalooing, or you can say, you know, cutting up robot and threatening, and you know what I mean, because they, you know, some of the elements are there, you know what I mean, a lot of them, but it's just upgraded, and it's just some dancing stuff, man, that the cats do, but it's from their heart, man, and they really take it serious, and it started out in Oakland, and it spread it, you know, because everybody got cousins in Fairfield, or Fairfield, or Vallejo, East Palo Alto, Stockton, you know what I mean, Richmond, and that's Northern California. It's a little spot out here, you know. Northern California ain't that big. So we all connected some way, so it spread it. So I was like, okay, since I see, you know, my little cousins and, you know, some of my homeboy little kids and whatnot, you know, getting down with that, I'm like, let me go ahead and speak on that. So I just threw that out there, and, you know what I mean, so I can give, you know, the world a dose of how the Bay getting down, you know what I mean? It's still swell out here, still hyphy, the whole thing, you know, it's a lifestyle, man, the whole thing. But like I say, the Bay Area consists of a whole bunch of different categories of rap. You know what I mean? We got our backpack rappers. We got our nothing but straight gangster rappers. We got our cast that, you know what I mean, do it all, such as myself. I spit it all. I'm the whole package. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
We got it all, man. So it goes down, bro.
Hey, and I'm going to tell you, man, I was actually more than excited when I heard Turf Drop, when I heard you say, you know, when you hit that line about who want to battle. And I'm going to say this to y'all. I know I'm about to age myself, whatever else, but I go back way, way, way back. And what E is talking about is something that, you know, the Bay Area been known for, like, say, it's a very small town. But if you ever talk to the kids that came from New York back in the, you know, height of the 80s or whatever else,
yep.
You know what I'm saying? They'll tell you about, you know, Demons of the Mind, the Astrons, you know what I'm saying, Criminons. They tell you about all these groups that came out of Richmond, Vallejo,
yep.
San Francisco, Berkeley.
King and the Unknowns.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And they used to, you know, they used to do some things. And I'm going to say this, you know, to be in a talent show back then, they don't do talent shows like they used to, but I'm telling you, your ass had to dance.
Yep.
Because if you couldn't, you was probably going to either get laughed out or it's probably going to be something popping off later on in the evening. You know what I'm saying? Because people feel disrespected when they don't feel like they're getting their props. So that's a whole other thing. But like I said, I was glad to hear you bring that up.
And it was the gangsters that was dancing.
Hey.
You know what I mean? Just like now. You know what I mean? These cats is dreaded and whatnot. You know what I mean? Don't let them fool you because they dance. You know what I mean? Because they the ones who get out.
There
it is.
You know
what I mean? The cats that do the hyphy thing and all. Them the ones who get out, man. So it ain't for play out here. So
yes,
you know
sir.
What I mean? But, you know, like I say, well, they taking it to the battling. You know, they battling. You know, I say 4 out of 10 kids, they turf. You know, they turf mm-hmm. dance. But, you know, not all of them. But, you know, that's a lot of them is doing. So, you know, just something that's going on, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like that.
Well, you know, and a lot of it is in good fun. I mean, you know, we respect those that, you know, when if you get your shot to shine, you know what I mean, and you really can carry it, you know what I'm saying, we'll raise you up on our shoulders and carry you out that way like you deserve to be treated, you know what I mean? Not everybody gets that, and I think you come from that era, you know what I mean? You earned your stripes and earned where you are to this day, and nobody can take that from you, you know what I mean?
Real spiel.
And I want to ask you something real quick, you know, just thinking back, and the reason why we wanted to talk to you, man, because you can give us so much of what's going on now, even what happened in the past, whatever else. And we're trying to talk about the richness of each one of these territories. Think about what you do. A lot of what you do translates out in every region that's out there. You just happen to be from the West. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But that is a part of the richness that goes out of the West Coast. The language you kick out, the lyrics that come out, the shit that Short and them do, the stuff that Cube them do, it's all a part of the influence. And so I want to ask you, you know, what is it that you think the West Coast has contributed? And you can go back as far as, you know, you want, man. If you want to go into Confunction, you want to go into Etta James, whatever, it's all you.
All right, well, I'll start with rap. Because I know even before that, you know, you had the Sly Stones of the world and the, you know what I mean? And just like you said, you know, a lot of great artists come from the Bay Area. And, you know, Confunction, they up out of Vallejo, California, you know what I mean? And that's where I'm from, you know what I mean? But I just want to start with rap. West Coast to me, man, you know, I'm gonna say this with L.A., first of all. We've been, like, L.A. been, you know, Ice-T is one of my mentors, somebody that I grew up on and love and appreciate and respect, and we still cool to this day out of all these years, you know. And dude was spitting about the hood and the soil and how, you know, hustlers got down. I'm talking about most of y'all probably wasn't even thought of, y'all probably was still in the scrotum of your pops. You know what I mean? And, you know, dude, cats like that and Toddy T, the Bataram, and, you know what I mean? You know, all kind of just, you know what I mean? It didn't easy them came through. But, you know, one of my dudes that, you know, the godfather of the Bay, I'm the ambassador, but the godfather is Too Short. And I take my hat off to him, and I love him dearly. He's a good friend of mine, you know what I mean? I appreciate him. You know what I mean? For, you know, showing us the way to get out and showing me and just listening to him show how, you know, I could take my street experience and things that I've been through and things that I've been around and talk about it and put it in a real-life format. And that's what Short brought to the table years ago in the early 80s. I'm not mm-hmm. talking about 88. I'm talking about even before 88.
Right.
You know what I mean? People act like 88 was the only thing that existed for us, the hustle days and the glory days. No, it wasn't. You know what I mean? That thing started way in 83. You know
right.
what I mean? When Cass was really getting it. You know, so anyway, to make a long story short, you know what I mean? It's like, Eazy-E and them came through, you know what I mean? It showed how they contribute this to hip-hop. They showed, you know, you could be gangster and still sell records, you know what I mean? Spit that through. All it is reality rap, you know what I mean? It's just preaching in a different way, though. I mean, some of the stuff, you know what I mean, you got to understand, man, a lot of stuff is from the struggle that we speak upon. It's like we got a lot of fire in our heart because a lot of us really have been through a lot of stuff. You know, it ain't just no, oh, we going to say this. Oh, I walked up to that dude and shot him in the head. It ain't about that. You know what I mean? It's like if you listen to some of the NWA stuff and, you know, some of the Too Short stuff, Too Short was more or less like on some pimp, on the pimping and hustling and, you know what I mean, getting money page. Me personally, I'm one of them rappers, I say it all. I talk about gangsters, you know, getting down on with the thumper. You know what I mean? I talk about, you know, having that abroad. I got motivational songs where I can make a gangster cry. You smell me?
Mm-hmm.
I got it all, you know, and I got party music where you know, where it's just hit the dance floor and get down. You know, I do it all. So basically, that's just from, you know, listening to some of the people, some of the cats that I grew up on. You know, my first album, to be honest with you, came back when in 88. You know, it was me, Be Legit, D-Shot, and Sugar T. We was called MVP, Most Valuable Players. This one, they just had vinyl out. So I've been rapping for I've been having music on the shelf for 20 years.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
and I'm
right.
Still here shining like a diamond, sharper than ever. You smell me? In real life, you know what I mean? So it's like, you know, I get better with age, man. You know what I mean? It's, you know. But like I say, man, staying on top of your game, putting that 100%, man, that's what we do, man. And out in the Bay where we contributed, man, I don't know, a lot of people don't really understand this and probably don't know, man, but I'm not a me monster, but I got to speak up on me because a lot of cats, you know, they say, man, to me, man, it just seems like the rap game ain't never gave you your props, bro. They
yes, sir.
Really never gave you what you really deserve, man. I contribute a lot of swag to the rap game, such as the popping your collars and just even the word popo. I had a song in 1992 called Outsmart the Popo. That's 1992. Come on, y'all. I hear it in movies. I hear it on cartoons. Oh, there go the popo. All that, man. I mean, I can say so many words, you know what I mean, that y'all would say, man, dude, act like he made up everything, man. That man ain't made up all that. All the fasheezies and all that,
that's
man.
Right.
People have made their rap names off of that, man. You
that's
know what
right.
I mean?
That's
people
right.
They made their rap names off of when I said, thought you Thiezy, Fasheezy, Fools, remember? Earl Brandt, Danelle, them boys from Vallejo. You know what I mean? That's 1996. Come on. You know what I mean? That's 12 years ago. That word has been around before that, though, because it was circulating around the soils. But I was the rapper that was able to get it out there and put it out there. And it was circulating. And when I say all the soils, I'm talking about Bay soil.
Right. That's
not
right.
Nowhere else. Bay soil. That word come from the Bay. For Sheezy, for Shizzle, all that.
That's
that
right.
Come from the Bay. You know
that's
what I mean?
Right.
And, you know, like I say, those who have used it and put it out there, such as my partner Snoop. You know, I got love for Snoop. Snoop is a big fan of Bay Area music. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But he had the platform to put it out there more. And, you know, you keep saying a word and then you everywhere. You know, I must say, Bay Area lingo is addicting.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And cats sometimes, you know what I mean, they don't really know. Like, I tell a lot of people like this. I say, you know, believe it, whether they know it or whether they like it or not, every rapper got a little bit of E-40 in them, whether they know it or not. Put it that way. They might not even know it because they might have got something that came from, you know, like I heard a song probably about a year and a half ago. It said something about, and this ain't no diss or nothing, you know what I mean? I know that, you know, it's a lot of youngsters out there that got cousins and uncles that, you know, grew up listening to me, and they wake them up and they teach them about 4-0, you know what I mean? And what but I heard a song saying something about as a King Kong in a trunk.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And, you know, that's, I had a line on my platinum album in 1995 called, the name of the album was In a Major Way. The song was, I said pedestrian stumbling, sounding like a gorilla trying to get up out the trunk. You know what I mean? I said that on a song called Bump the Bumble. You know
that's
what I mean?
Right.
That was the first song that started the album. So it's like, that's just something, that ain't nothing spectacular that I'm tripping on. I'm not tripping on nothing because I just want people to understand that the Bay Area, me and a few other rappers, such as the Too Shorts of the world, so JT, the bigger figures, you know, the AWOL Records, even Master P got his template and his template and his template to Tycoon and becoming a you know, an independent professional marketer about his music. You know what I mean? Man, this man took it to other heights, man. But he got, he, you know, we paved the way for him. You know what I mean?
Right.
Such as the Click. You know, the Click, we was independent. We sold hundreds of thousands of records independent. You know what I mean? I'm talking about way before the Cash Money's and the No Limits.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And me personally, I was one of the first rappers in the rap game with a big deal on the cover of Rap Pages magazine, talking about the $3 million man, and that was in 1993, way back then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, $3 million might not sound like a lot now, but for rap, that was a lot of money back then. And I'm not going to say that I got that up front. It was, you know, that's just like a basketball player. You think if a basketball player got a contract for $85 million, you think they're going to give him all that up front? You dig?
Right.
So, you know what I mean? But I did get it in. After my contract was up, I made more than that, way more than that over the years, you know, because I stayed grinding and doing this rap thing, you dig? And so we showed them how to sell tapes out. We call it the trunk of the car method.
Right.
You know what I mean? One thing about I hooked up with my uncle, St. Charles. I'm the president of a company called Sick With It Records. I am right now currently signed with Warner Brothers, BME Warner Brothers. But that's my solo deal. Besides that, I got a record company that's very legendary called Sick With It Records. Such artists such as Turf Talk is on there currently. You know what I mean? And some of the past artists was Selly Sale, which sold hundreds of thousands of records, and Be Legit and The Click. You know what I mean? So we sold a lot of records way back in the days, and we paved the way.
Real talk. Real talk.
I'll be more hipper than the hippopotamus. Get off in your head like a neurologist. Push him awake to Atlas. Got a pilot by the name of Tupacalus. The 707 Marusco, hella fall back to floor terrace.
Yeah.
I pull a 40 out of my ball cap, but then I flush it down my esophagus. The group that I'm with, the Click. Sugar D shot legit.
Yeah.
Family orientated, game related, it's the shit. Killing motherfuckers off crucial. Sitting them down mutual. Running through these lyrics as if I was fiber, like Metamuso. Timer. Body water.
Body water.
Sprinkle me, man.
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 Sprinkle me, man. Big timer, timer.
Big time.
Body water. Sprinkle me, man.
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 Real talk.
Real talk. Real talk.
With so much drama in the LBC, it's kinda hard being Snoop D-O-double-G. But I, somehow, some way, keep coming up with funky ass shit like every single day. May I kick a little something for the G's and make a few ends as I breeze through. 2 in the morning and the party still jumping cause my mama ain't home. I got bitches in the living room getting it on and they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning. So what you wanna do? Shit, I got a pocket full of rubbers and my homeboys do too. So turn off the lights and close the doors. But
for what?
We don't love them hoes.
Yeah.
So we gon' smoke an ounce to this. G's up, hoes down, while you motherfuckers bounce to this.
Rolling down the street, smoking in mouth, sipping on
gin. Real talk. Real talk.
So anyway, my uncle St. Charles did music back in the days, and I always told him since I was a kid, he did like gospel music, and he did, you know, he knew how to do the independent thing, real smart, right?
Right.
I told him as a kid, I was like, man, uncle, I want to make a record one day. You know what I mean? And so as I grew up, every time I see him, I run into him like, I want to make a record. You know what I mean? And so basically, he always used to, you know, put his fingers together and be like, man, it's gonna cost some money. Woo woo. So we finally gathered up some gouda, me and my brother and my cousin, Be Legit, and we went ahead and put out a record. And right then and there, that's when we all learned together. My Uncle St. Charles, you know, showed us how to, man, he had a list. This was before we was putting things in a computer. He had a list of all the independent moms and pop stores in the nation. Like, he just gathered them up, called around, like, you know, hey, you know what I mean? With your address, we're going to send you this one sheet. Every time we got a record coming out, we're going to send you a one sheet with all the music, with all the information of the group or the artist that we're going to, that we're trying to sell the CD to, you know, I mean, that we're trying to put out there. And he'll send them, what he'll do is we'll put the CD or the cassette inside a package along with the one sheet, and then we'll give them a dose of that, and they say, hey, well, we want to order a certain store, like it could be Joe Blow Music Store, right?
Right.
A certain store, I say, Joe Blow Music Store, call us and be like, you know what, I want to order like 20 of them CDs or cassettes. So we'll send them to them, you know, by the time they get them, but then we'll put it on consignment.
Right.
Consignment is where you drop off the CDs, you send the CDs to the person to the retailer, and once the retailer sells those CDs, he pay you, and then you send them some more.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And that's how that whole program was going. So we had direct, you know, we did it where we had City Hall Records be our hub, where if you wanted to order, you go through City Hall.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we did it. So we had everybody that we sent the one sheets at. It could be Minnesota. It could be Nebraska. It could be Louisiana. It could be, you know, wherever it's at, you know, they order from City Hall Records. So City Hall would order from us. We'll press up our own CDs and cassettes, and we'll go drop. We'll go get a U-Haul truck and drop them off down there in big boxes. We was the real independent. We started this whole thing in real life. And if anybody got something to say, that if anybody try to say we didn't, they must don't know nothing about hip hop, or they just lame to the fact that, you know what I mean, they ain't did their due diligence.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So we paved the way, and we, when I say we, I'm talking about Sick with the Records, E-40, Be Legit, and D-Shot, and Sugar T, Sick with the Records.
What's going on with the hyphy movement these days? And don't get me wrong, I know it's still going strong, but yeah. I've been reading some articles where, you know, support then got strange, and folks are getting a little strange here and there, whatever else, and I don't know what the truth is. But I'm going to ask you, you know, what's the support of radio being in your own backyard, whether it be KMEL or whatever else, going up north or whatever? What's support like these days for the hyphy movement?
Well, man, you know what? First of all, hyphy is here to stay because we all got a little hyphiness in us. And it's, you know, basically, you know, that's a lifestyle and a culture. You know what I mean? Now, far as the music side of hyphy, what had happened was a lot of it got too repetitive, but a lot of it was real good hyphy music, you know, and a lot of it, and some of it wasn't. You know, because, you know, you got to get creative in music nowadays. You know, you got to, you know, try to do what they don't. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're gonna follow a certain format, just say, you know, get your wordplay up to par. You know what I mean?
Right.
So basically, a lot of times, really to me, because I do shows all over the place, right? So I stay doing shows. I'm always on the damn road doing spot dates. And what I see, me personally, is outside of the Bay, even in the Bay, they, man, the kids in the suburbs, the hood cats, they all still want to hear that. They still hear it. They still love it. They don't, in the Bay, what it is, man, you got to remember, the Bay Area, and I love my Sawyer, don't get it twisted. I love my Sawyer, you know what I mean?
Right.
But the Bay Area, this is the area, you got to realize, we are the ones who made up the word player hater. Like, that word
That's
player
right.
hater, when people be like, when everybody on that, man, he a hater, you're a player, man. That come from the Bay, just
that's
like
right.
a lot of other things. This is like 97% of the lingo that's been circulating around hip hop forever.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Really though, the people just don't know that though. You know, so I'm just trying to wake their game up.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So you gotta realize we made up the word player hater. So with that in mind, keep that in mind that we are we are in the way of ourselves. So a lot of us, some of us network, some of us are envious of each other. And me personally, I'm the ambassador, man, so I get a lot of, you know, flack. You know what I mean? Like, you know, man, he won't help. Man, I done been on dang near every rapper that is somebody's album or songs in the Bay, and I could just do so much. I can't put a gun up to the fan's head and make them buy your music. You know what I mean?
Right.
I can't make the radio play you. I could just contribute to it, and I could contribute to your song and do, you know, put my whatever I did, put my 100% in it, and see and spit the best lyrics. That's all I could do. I can't go up to a major label in these critical hard times in hip hop and say, here, sign this dude without no type of resume, far as radio resume, where you're on a radio where you got BDS and media's bass spins. You know, if you ain't, I mean. You know, you gotta show and prove yourself. You know, a single is where it's at, man. They not, you know, it's tough times now.
So right.
I can't do it all. So, you know, out here in the Bay with the hyphy thing is a lot of cats that, you know, like I say, we got people that spit gangster rap.
Mm-hmm.
We got some that just spit nothing but just, you know, backpack, more hip-hop type of style, underground hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got some that spit, you know, about just nothing but females. We got some that spit nothing about but spit straight pimping. We got some that do, you know, it's just all categories, so different rappers. So those who couldn't convert into doing hyphy music, those who even say that they ain't with hyphy music far as artists, all have tried to do a hyphy song or two, whether it was in a studio and it never came out, or whether they did touch down, you know, whether they got on another person's track and got down with them.
Right.
You know what I mean? So they can't fool me. I'm very bright. You know what I mean? But those who didn't want to contribute and wanted to knock it down, they done made it harder for themselves to get on, because now the region ain't so hot as it was, but it's going to take certain rappers. We got true talent, but it's going to take certain rappers to get us back hot like we was a couple years ago. And it ain't just me. I can't do it by myself. You know what I mean? I feel we had a lot of missed opportunities. A few rappers, you know, didn't sign when they were supposed to. You know what I mean? When they should have signed, and we would have been on. I mean, it would have still been going stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And this ain't no secret. This ain't me pillow talking or whatever. Everybody know, you know, what's going on in this whole Bay Area. Everybody in the back of their head really know what actually happened when our soil kind of, you know, when the lights start getting dim.
Right.
You know what I mean? But, you know, like I say, but I know that now it's a trip, because now it's like, you know, people wish they had, it's regions that wish they had their own sound. Like right now, Florida got their own sound.
Mm-hmm.
They doing their own thing. Atlanta got their own sound.
Mm-hmm.
You smell me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, L.A. got their own sound. They've always had a certain sound that they always kept and stuck to it, and they're not just going to let it go. It might not be the hottest thing right now, like, but, you know, it's still around.
Right.
You know, and when it do come back around, they're going to be right back on, you know, with it. Not saying they ain't on, but I'm just saying everybody got their certain sound, and we got our own sound. That hyphy thing, that's our sound.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing game goofy about it unless the artists make it game goofy. It's real. All you got to do is spit real spit. That's what I do. My Tell Me When to Go video was straight hood. You smell me? It was straight hood. Then after that, I seen about five or six other videos that were similar to it.
Right.
You know what I mean? It might not have been hyphy, but the way that it looked and the grittiness of it and the steel poses and the cars and the flamboasting, the whole woo-wop. You smell me? All that was included in their video. You smell me?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I know I did right. I know everything that I did about the whole thing, and everything that I do, I do it in a player fashion. I ain't nothing game goofy about E-40.
You know, Ian, funny thing about it, you know, going back to what you were even saying, you know, when you launched, you know, Sick With It, and part of what you were doing, even though we was talking about word of mouth or whatever else, one of the things I noticed, and don't get me wrong, I know it's hard out there for the independents. One thing I know by sitting behind this wall, and even when I was in the independent game years ago, you know, a lot of times the independents drop the ball when it comes to marketing.
Yep.
They think getting a record out there, they go to fight for radio play, but then there's nothing else out there. When y'all dropped your records, like you said, Rap Pages, you know, was out there with y'all. Y'all was trying to get in any magazine, any article. People was playing it in the street, talking about it.
We did free shows. Wasn't expecting to get paid.
Yes, sir.
We did free shows to get our name out there, man, so people could get to talking, and that's what do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what we did, a lot of times what we did, we put, like, we would have an album, like, it could be an album that came out, you know, we'll put the date up 1 year. So if it came out in 1992, if it say 1992 on the CD, best believe the CD really came out in 91, because at that time, it took that long for our music as an independent with a small distributor to get across the country.
Right.
So it took a year, and by the time it got a year into it, by the time it got to probably, you know what I mean, we could go ahead and say Atlanta or you know what I mean, Mississippi or, well, you know what I mean?
Right.
Somewhere out there before they start really getting on to it, it was a year into it. So it'll still look new because it'll say 1992 on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it really came out in 91.
Right.
You smell me?
Right.
So we had some marketing strategies, man. You know, we was really about ours, man. We come from the streets, so we treated this rap game from the beginning to right now, we treat it like it's the streets.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when you got that fire in your heart, like right now, I'm on Warner Brothers, but I still grind with this rap thing, you know what I mean, about my rap shrine. I still grind like I'm still independent.
That's right.
You know, you got to get out there and network. You got to get out there, man, and really just, you know what I mean, let these people really feel you and let them know what you about. You can't. You can be one of the coldest rappers in the world, but a closed mouth don't get fed. If you ain't out there, showing your character and letting people know what you about and letting them buy into you, they gonna be like, well, dude, spit, but you know, dude, he ain't really got nothing else to him. Ain't no swag. He just plain. You know that.
So you're a true politician.
Yeah, you got to be a real politician, man. You know they like characters. I know me personally on some real time without me being a me monster. But if I wasn't me and I met me, my dude, I would be super overjuiced. Like, man, all I wanted to ever do was meet this 40 dude.
Mm-hmm.
Me personally, but right. I know how I carry myself. I know E-40 is one of them dudes you can't take it too serious, but you can't take it for a joke either.
Right.
You know, and I'm just a good dude. I'm one of the realest you ever. I practice being. Perfect, man. And I know I can't do that. I know I ain't going to never be able to do that because the only person perfect is G.O.D. Right. You know, but I practice trying to be solid, put it that way. Mm-hmm. I try to be as solid as I can. I'm not into gossiping like a little old broad and, you know, just making things up and lying for nothing. And, you know, I try to speak the real. I feel like it's only 7 real cats left on this earth, and I know I'm one of them. So that means if you another one of them, it's only 5 left, right? They don't make them like they used to, bro. I'm trying to told you.
Real talk. Real talk.
Ooh. Tell me when to go.
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 So shake them. I ain't got none, but I'm planning on growing some. Imagine all the Hebrews going dumb, dancing on top of chariots and turning tight ones.
Ooh, tell me when to go.
Talking on my Getro on my way to the stop. My second or third trip. Some Henny, some Swishers, and some Listerine strips. Dr. Green Thumb lips just to ease my thoughts. Not just the cops, but the homies you gotta watch. The moon is full, look at the dark cloud. Sitting in my scraper watching Oakland going wild, ta-da. I don't dump mainstream, I knock underground. All that other shit sugar-coated and watered down.
Real talk,
real talk.
Real talk.
Real talk. Looking at the devil.
What's the timeline on your album? Just
they,
so
they,
I know.
Well, when according to the last I remember, they said October, but I'm honestly trying to push a little earlier, like August, late August or mid August, you know. But it's no later than October, though, for real, bro.
Okay.
And I'm on the case. We just wait for a couple of clearances on a couple of big artists, you know. And once we get that, the ball will be rolling. I wanted to say this too, man, since we was talking about, you know what I mean, like paying homage and paying dues. Mm. Man, you know, right now it's a song circulating around the West Coast. It's called, I think it's called The Bay. It's called The Bay, and it's Nelly. Nelly, what happened was my folks, Big Paul, which is a Bay Area native, works for, Universal Records. So he was like, you know what, man? I know your son. It was not just me.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't just hit me, about beats. He hit a few other producers. But he hit one of the people that he hit was me. And he said, man, tell your son, Droopy, which is a producer out here in Northern California. He said, tell him to send me about three or four beats. Send me 4 beats, and I'm gonna send them to Nelly and see if Nelly will bite on any of them. So Droopy wasn't the only producer that sent him stuff, right?
Right.
So Nelly liked this certain beat, right, that Droopy sent him. So So what Nelly did, keep in mind now when I tell you this, keep in mind this was not planned out or nothing. We didn't know what the boy was going to do with the record. We just knew he liked it.
Right.
So the boy got on there, man, and what it is Nelly, people don't know that Nelly is a real true fan of the forefathers out here in the Bay. You know, far as he's a true fan of E-40, the Spice One, mm-hmm. Too Short. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's been times Nelly done told me personally, and he did it in interviews, man. He said, 40, if it wasn't for you, man, I wouldn't be rapping.
Right.
You know?
Right.
You ain't never heard of E-40, I would never be rapping, man. That's what the man told me personally. And Nelly a good, solid dude, man. So what he did, you know, with his own mind and his own mouthpiece, went in the vocal booth, took the beat that my son Droopy sent him, and did a song called The Bay where he pay homage to Too Short, mm-hmm. E-40, and Spice One.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm trying to tell my Bay Area people and everybody else, the reason he did that, he was paying homage. Because some people, you know, some of the youngsters, they might not know, and some of the older, they're like, man, why he did, is he dissing or woo-woo-woo? Nah, man, they don't know what I know. So I'm telling them, I'm telling everybody out there, this dude is just paying homage. And the song jamming. And it just so happened that my son Droopy did the beat, and it's circulating around the Bay, and it's making noise. And it's circling around Northern California overall. So I just wanted to let it be known that Nelly is a big fan of the Bay Area, the three Bay Area legends that he imitated on the track, The Bay.
See if I can get to Universal and get them folks to get the song up, man, because it's definitely not in iTunes right now. I want the fans to be able to have that.
Man, get that thing in iTunes, bro, because that thing jamming for real. And I'm not saying it just because my son did it. I'm just saying that it's just jamming. And, you know, the majority of the people, you know what I mean, out of 100%, like 94% love it, like they like
mm-hmm.
it. So, you know, and the other 6% probably just don't even know. They don't understand the reason why he did it.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like he was trying to get just our region. Oh, man, he's just trying to get our region. Man, if, no matter what he doing, he making a good, it's looking good for the Bay when you got somebody like a person of of Nelly's caliber and stature to do a song like that.
Right.
Bay people don't know if a lot of times Bay people don't know if they want people to pay homage or if they want people not to pay homage. They, you know, you can't win or lose. I mean, we act like we ain't never satisfied out here. You know, so I just want everybody in the Bay to know, you know what I mean, and everybody out there in the industry, period, to know that Nelly paid homage to some of the to three of the people that he really grew up on and love our music, and that's what he really and he meant that from the heart. Otherwise, if he wanted to get somebody region, he could have just went to Atlanta and tried to imitate, you know, because he could have went to the hottest regions, Atlanta
That's
and Florida,
right?
Try to imitate some of the three hottest rappers out there. But no, he didn't. He paid homage to Bay Area legend. But mm-hmm. That's what's happening.
Real talk. Real talk.
These are the tales, the freaky tales. These are the tales that I tell so well. These are the tales, the freaky tales. These are the tales that I tell so well. I met this girl, her name was Joan. She loved the way I rock on the microphone. When I met Joan, I took her home. She was just like a doggy all on my bone. I met another girl, her name was Ann. All she wanted was to freak with a man. When I met Ann, I shook her hand. We ended up freaking by a garbage can. The next young freak I met was Red. I took her to the house and she gave me head. She likes to freak, is all she said. We jumped in the sheets and we broke my head.
Real talk, real talk.
Look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. What's that nigga's name? More faster than a speeding bullet to put on this cape is caught. I put it fake the funk, the funk. Not me, that's not the way to do it. Captain motherfucking Safer, how came to me? Flashing just like a little old batch all up in front of my company. Had to check his ass with the ear checked up and bunking. Talking to him while I'm beating his ass, pumping beer. Talking about nigga, you gon' retrospect something.
Is a, should I save her?
What's going on? What is it, y'all? This is E-40, man. Spittery for the yay. You hear me? Yeah. And it's real talk. Learn that, you yach. Ooh.
Real talk.